Jeffrey Brown has our conversation.
It began with an email. I am a senior member of the intelligence community. The beginning of revelations leaked by Edward Snowden of the vast surveillance and collection of data by the National Security Agency, and the beginning of a new book titled The Snowden Files, the inside story of the world's most wanted man. Author Luke Harding is a correspondent for the British newspaper The Guardian, which broke the initial Snowden story, and welcome to you.
Hello.
I am a senior member of the intelligence community. That's what Snowden wrote to Glenn Greenwald, then a columnist for The Guardian. But in fact, he wasn't a senior anything, really. What's the impression you drew of the young Snowden?
Well, he was a junior member of the intelligence community, but someone who had incredible access to top secret information and who was deeply unhappy about what he saw and thought he would lift the lid on unconstitutional mass surveillance.
You find insight into the mind of especially the younger Snowden through anonymous postings he made on a tech website, and he used this name, The True Hoo-Ha.
Yeah, aged 18, he made his first posting. It's a slightly weird name, but these postings give us some insight into how he was as a young man. Someone not of the left, but of the right, very patriotic, pretty obnoxious in places, but also deeply talented with computers.
You say of the right. I mean, really, his strongest political leaning seems to be libertarian. He supported Ron Paul.
Yeah, he's very conservative. He's from a patriotic family. He even donated to Ron Paul. And